Nancy Pelosi's husband claims DUI arrest reports include incorrect information. By Jacob Bliss on May 31, 2022. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, responded to the reports of being arrested and charged with two misdemeanors, including driving with a blood alcohol level over the legal limit, by saying they have incorrect information. A spokesperson for the speaker's 82-year-old real estate multimillionaire and venture capitalist husband took aim at the reports that Paul Pelosi was involved in a crash, taken into custody, and charged with two misdemeanors in Napa County over the holiday weekend. Several news reports about Saturday night's traffic incident involving Paul Pelosi have included incorrect information, spokesperson Larry Comer told the Daily Beast. A prior driving offense erroneously attributed to Mr. Pelosi is untrue and likely refers to an unrelated person with the same name. This error must be corrected, his lawyer said in a statement. There are also incorrect reports that misstate the timing of events. Pelosi was attending a dinner party at the home of friends near Oakville. He left that party at 10:15 p.m. Saturday to drive to his home a short distance away. He was alone in his car, the lawyer also said. Mr. Pelosi was fully cooperative with California Highway Patrol officers who arrived a few minutes later. However, the Beast noted that the spokesperson failed to answer which parts of what reports were incorrect and why the 82-year-old has not taken responsibility. However, despite what the spokesperson said, the California Highway Patrol (CHP) released a statement directly identifying Paul Pelosi as party number one in the two-vehicle non-injury crash just before 10:30 p.m. on Saturday night. The CHP statement noted that Pelosi was driving eastbound down Walnut Drive when he attempted to cross State Route 29, and his 2021 Porsche was struck by a Jeep traveling northbound. Breitbart News previously reported that photos of the junction reportedly show Pelosi would have had to have driven through a stop sign to get on SR 29. Video of the crash site reportedly shows a busted-out fence and down sign. Pelosi was arrested for driving under the influence of an alcoholic beverage at 11:44 p.m., the CHP statement added. He was subsequently booked into the Napa County Detention Center for a violation of 23152A and 23152B of the Vehicle Code. The crash is being investigated by the Napa area. According to the arrest records, the two misdemeanors he was arrested for were: A. It is unlawful for a person who is under the influence of any alcoholic beverage to drive a vehicle. B. It is unlawful for a person who has 0.08% or more, by weight, of alcohol in his or her blood to drive a vehicle. According to the Napa County Criminal Justice Network, Pelosi's bail was set at $5,000, and he was released at 7:26 a.m., just hours after he was booked. When Breitbart News asked the Speaker's office for an official statement on Sunday, her spokesperson, Drew Hamill, said, "The Speaker will not be commenting on this private matter which occurred while she was on the East Coast." While the Speaker was on the East Coast, she received an honorary degree from Brown University, where she spoke at the commencement ceremony of the 2022 graduating class. She told the graduates to fight climate change and help heal America's fractured soul. The Daily Mail recently revealed that Paul Pelosi killed his brother in an early morning car wreck 65 years before his latest arrest for drunk driving. The report noted that Pelosi was a 16-year-old high school sophomore when he flipped his sports car in February 1957 in Northern California. A newspaper report at the time said Paul, a high school sophomore, would be cited for misdemeanor manslaughter. In the end, there was no court case and he was exonerated by a coroner's jury, the Daily Mail wrote. His brother David, 19, had urged him to drive slower before the fatal smash, according to a patrolman quoted by the San Francisco Examiner. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.